Can you tell me some of the people that worked with you in your,
yeah, well,
your department?
Well, in the standards office, as it says here, I worked on the paper making end of it. Another chap with me, Niall Gleeson, he worked on the next section there, on the railing section. Another chap worked on the paper sorting section. We had one calculating machine between six people. One calculating machine is about half a ton weight. A machine called a Frieden.
A what?
A Frieden, F-R-I-D-E-N. Probably long gone.
What did it do exactly?
This calculating machine was like a big long typewriter, and if you want to multiply 10 by 489 or something like that, you pressed in 10 and pressed in 489 and figures went backward and forward and backward and forward. About 5 minutes later, your answer came up. But now you have a little thing in your pocket that gives you the same thing. But it was three fellows, three men and three women in the office. And if the girl wanted a calculating machine, the men had to lift it up and bring it over to the desk. The girls couldn't lift it.
Really?
They could. And then we had I was given a slide rule as well. I don't know whether you've ever seen a slide rule.
What was that used for? For calculating.
Calculating, yeah. We put multiply and divide and all that. Now, no, you wouldn't get it as exact as a machine would.
Yeah.
But I got to use that, no problem.
Okay. And yeah. And did some of the staff actually work with figures out of their own head? You know, would they calculate manually, say, themselves?
They either use this awkward machine, this Frieden calculator, or they use a side rule. But I mean, you certainly didn't, if you wanted to get an answer, you didn't start writing, putting down the figures and big multiplication or division or anything like that. It was your answer would be accurate enough on the side rule. You'd always have an idea of what the answer was going to be. I mean, if you were looking for something, if you were looking for, say, a figure of 40, and you got 39 on your side rule, well, okay, that's okay. But it was accurate enough.
Okay.
It was slower than the machine. Now, this machine was slow, but the side rule was even slower.
Can you remember the names of those girls and those other lads that worked with you?
One of them, and
who was in charge of you?
And Mr. Godfrey Casey was our boss. When I started in the office, it was myself, a chap from County Clare, Niall Gleeson, and another chap from Fairview. I don't know, Jimmy Ross. And another girl, and then there were three women. One of the girls was Margaret Egan. Not Margaret Egan. She started the same day as me on the 1st of November, I think, 1950. And there were two other women then, who had worked down in the mill and the colour sort and the sheet sorting department. She, Mary Hogan and okay, named Carol. I forget her voice. Sheila Carroll. And there was six of us there, and each was, I say, I did the machine room, and another chap did the wheeler house, and another chap did the sorting department, and there was a girl to help each of us as well. They could always fill in.
No, these were really early days, back in the 1950s.
Yeah.
So can you describe to me the atmosphere and what was it like as a workplace?
Oh. Well, when we started, this standards office was a completely new thing. We hadn't even got a proper office. we were part of the laboratory sectioned off for us, and we worked up there. And after a short while, then we moved down to a, for want of a better word, it's called an office. It was part of, and part of the old mill, part of a section called the Long Hall, just because it was a long passageway and a warehouse on top of it. And we were, part of that was then made into an office for us. Now there was nothing like what you see in a modern office. There was stone wall there and high windows and all the rest of it. You couldn't actually look out of windows. And but that's what we had anyway. And
how did you keep yourselves warm during the winter?
How do we what?
Keep yourselves warm.
Warm. But I don't know.
I mean, was there any
there was always heat in the mill with the hot pipes running around and plenty of steam all over the place. But I can't remember whether it was radiated in the place now or not.
Yeah.
I just can't remember that.
I know, because you think today of all the modern
facilities. That's a different kettle of fish altogether. We'd none of that.
Yeah. Had you formal dress coming into work? I mean, did you have a particular shirt and tie, or was it?
Yeah, they had a short tie and sports jacket and that. But there was no guarantee. Now, as I say, I had to go down to the machine room a lot, and there was no guarantee you were going to be have a nice clean coat going home. Matter of fact, later on, when about 3 years later, I was transferred into the rail slitting department. I worked under Mr. Tom Ging there. And after a short while, after maybe 6 months down it with him, he came along one morning and he had one of these brown jackets. All the foremen had one. And he gave me one. And his words were to me, "Your mammy must think that you have a very dirty job in this mill." And she put it because you're a clerk. She says you're a clerk in it. And here we come, you're so dirty. Yeah. And I was given this brown coat, which was a help. But that was a couple of years, I was 2 or 3 years in the place before I got that.
But explain to me that new position that you were put into after 3 years. What was it called again?
No. I was very happy where I was in this Sanders office. I got to know all the paper makers and the very friendly with the foremen and all the rest of us. I should be after a couple of years, 2 or 3 years. In the rail slitting department, they got a new slitting machine from Germany. This is where the incident part comes in. And up to this, on the old slitting machine they had, for the setting up of the knives to cut the main jumbo rolls into small reels, you just got your ruler, the tape, the measuring tape, and you measured, if you wanted 12-inch rolls, you've got measured 12 inches, and you put two knives down like that. That was your 12 inches.
And they were called slitting knives?
Slitting knives, yeah.
My goodness.
Anyway, this bit, about 1953 then, they got this new one from Germany, this new slitting machine. Everything was in metric system on it. Millimetres and centimetres. That's what it was in the machine. It was a very complicated system about setting up the knives. There was a special slide rule for that even. That didn't use for no other purpose except the slide rule had to be used. Tom Green was the Vela House manager at the time, and he had enough of work to be doing without all this clerical work bunged on top of him. So they looked for someone to go down with him, help him out. And who did they pick? But came up to the office, and I was told, you'll go down to the Vela House. Okay, that was fair enough, all they say to me.
And did you actually learn the system, the metric system at that stage? Or did you have to learn the metric system?
Yes, no problem. A chart was given out going from 10 inches up to, I think, about 60 inches wide. In 16th of an inch. 10 and 1/16, 2/16, 3/16, or to reach 11, then 11 and 1/16, and so on. There's a big, fair big thick chart you got, all the different sizes. And the equivalent size in millimetres. So, what's the result of that? When you came to 30 inches, we say 30 inches, 762 millimetres. When you came to 20 inches, 508 millimetres. 48 inches, 1214 millimetres. 60 inches, 1524. I had the metric system before these kilometres and all the rest of it came in. I don't know when they came here, a couple of years ago. I was doing the metric system.
That's interesting, yes.
And it just came natural. Sometimes I hadn't even to look at the chart.
Okay. And how did this machine go then? I mean, it did the job, did it? It worked.
The whole thing started off in millimetres.
Yeah.
But the instruction then was given in inches. And the setup that I would have done in millimetres, was 14 and 5/8 inches, something like that. Anything you like, say 14 and 5/8. When the machine operator looked at my setup, and he fair enough, set up the reader, when he put down his ruler then, it was 14 and 5/8, even though I would have had to work it out in centimetres. And then, the funny thing is, no, in all the years I was there, no one else ever did this job.